Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Today, we're going to talk about fake hair.
Okay.
Fake hair, which is called wigs in English. Hey, you're wearing a wig today. I can tell. How come you're wearing a wig?
Or a toupee, which is the name we use for men's wigs, right?
Exactly. I don't wear a toupee myself, although I probably should because I'm kind of balding on top there, but I guess I'm not too ashamed of that. And nowadays, if you get bald, a lot of guys just shave everything off. But other people choose to wear wigs, yes, if you're going bald, but there are other reasons why people wear wigs, which we'll get to in today's program.
Yeah. I don't know anybody who wears a wig. Well, no, I had a friend who went through chemotherapy, which is a treatment for cancer, and it makes people lose all their hair and their eyelashes and their eyebrows and... some people prefer to wear wigs rather than just go bald.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to talk about the history of wigs, the tangled history of wigs, which is a fun title. First, we're going to read through our lesson, and then we'll be back.
Today, there are many reasons why people wear wigs. Older men do so to conceal the sad truth that they're going bald. Cosplay participants wear colored wigs to help them resemble their favorite anime stars. Wigs can even provide privacy for cancer patients who don't want other people to know that they are going through chemotherapy. Yet, few people realize that the tradition of wigs dates back thousands of years. The ancient Egyptians were reportedly the first civilization to wear wigs. Ancient Egyptian wigs were made from human hair and date palm fibers, and kept in place with wax. They were worn primarily for religious ceremonies, as a fashion item, and as protection against the hot desert sun. Wigs later became popular in ancient Greece and Rome, but for a different reason. In these cultures, baldness was considered a curse from the gods. Romans even passed a Baldy Act, which prevented bald men from running for senator. Only by wearing wigs could aspiring Roman politicians get elected to office. In the late 16th century, wigs started to make waves in Europe after monarchs like Queen Elizabeth I and King Louis XIII began wearing them. In the 1660s, periwigs, elaborate wigs that consisted of long and flowing hair, were introduced and became the newest high fashion statement in Europe. Periwigs were preferably made from human hair and powdered with starch to dye the hair white. Wearers would scent periwigs with perfume and flowers to prevent them from smelling bad. Later, wig wearing caught on in early America as colonists sought to imitate their British rulers. Yet when the American Revolution began, colonists did away with the accessory to assert their independence. Nowadays, wigs are seemingly everywhere. For whatever reason you want to change your appearance, wigs will enable you to let your hair down.
Let's take a look at the title first. We've got a word in there you may not recognize or know, tangled. If something's tangled, it means it's in a twisted, confused mess. A lot of times, long hair will become tangled, and when you try to comb it, it's like a big knot in it. You can't get your comb through it. I have very curly hair. It's natural curly. People always think I permed it. It's natural curly, and sometimes it's so curly it will get in a tangled mess.
That's right. So. This could happen sometimes. But, wigs, I suppose, could get tangled from time to time. But tangled here kind of means mixed up and kind of confused. The tangled history of wigs. So, yes, we're going to talk about this long and complicated history of wigs in today's program. They still exist. I saw a wig store down in Ximending one time, and I think there's one on Geelong Lu right next to all those pet stores.
Yes.
So, indeed.
I know that one.
Oh, you know that store.
I do.
Very well known.
I walk over there. I know.
And we're giving it free advertising here, aren't we? Although we didn't actually say its name. But in any case here, yes, wigs are still with us. And here's the history. Let's begin. In the first paragraph, it says, "Today there are many reasons why people wear wigs." wigs. Mm. Yes, it's kind of difficult to believe. I think my mother had a wig back in the 70s or something like that, and she used to wear it just to look different or something. But I kind of thought, wigs are a thing of the past. That's something my parents used to wear or my grandparents. But I guess they're still around with us, and there are lots of reasons why people wear them.
Yeah, like I said, nowadays it's not just the women. Currently in modern society, a lot of men who have lost their hair or losing their hair want to appear more handsome, perhaps, or younger. Although nowadays people are shaving their head when they start to bald, go bald, I should say. Those wigs for men, though, aren't called wigs. They're called toupees. It's a French word, and they are very popular. I even see them here in Taiwan, actually.
Yeah, I think a famous politician or a political commentator wears a wig. I can't think of his name right now. I think you probably know who I'm talking about. But that's an example of a wig for a man.
Let me spell that.
Yes,
let me spell
it for
him. It's T-O-U-P-E-E. It's a French word, so it's kind of weird. It looks like toupee, but it's toupee.
Toupee, right. You might know somebody who wears a toupee.
Yeah, and sometimes they just want to do it because they're going bald. To go bald means you begin losing your hair, and eventually, if you are bald, it means you have no hair.
That's right, or you might just shave it all off like a monk. And cosplay participants actually wear colored wigs to help them resemble their favorite anime stars. Okay, cosplay is a kind of modern, popular phenomenon in which people dress up like their favorite cartoon characters or anime characters. Anime here, or anime, is just the Japanese term for animation, which means basically cartoon movies like Attack on Titan or Mario. Those are all examples of anime.
Wigs can even provide privacy for cancer patients. I mentioned this before we started the article today. If you're going through chemotherapy, you're receiving a treatment that is really harsh. You're actually having poison put into your body to kill cancer cells, and it also kills whatever grows hair for us. So you lose the hair on your body, including the hair on top of your head. So people sometimes don't want others to know they have cancer, and so they'll wear wigs. Yet few people realize the tradition of wigs dates back thousands of years. If something dates back to a time, it means it started long, long ago, and here we're saying it started thousands of years ago, which is surprising.
Yep. For example, my dad has an old bicycle. He says, yeah, Tom, this bicycle dates back to the 1920s. He actually got that bicycle from his great-grandfather or something,
wow,
and he
cool.
still has it, so it's a really old bicycle. It's kind of an antique. It dates back to the 1920s, and here, the tradition of wearing wigs dates back not just to the 1920s, but thousands of years.
Yeah.
Let's talk about this and see what this is all about. The ancient Egyptians were reportedly the first civilization to wear wigs. So researchers, anthropologists, and archaeologists, etc., have looked for evidence, and they have found some that tells us that the ancient Egyptians, not the modern ones, you know, the ancient ones, you know, with the pyramids and the pharaohs and stuff like that, they were reportedly the first civilization to wear wigs. So reportedly means that somebody has said this according to some kind of source, reportedly. You could use this to talk about all sorts of news and information. Well, reportedly, our company is being bought out by a Japanese company.
And a civilization can be defined as having a people that has a social culture, their way of life, you know, what they read, what they eat, what they do, a civilization. They were the first civilization or group of people with their own particular culture to wear wigs. Ancient Egyptian wigs were made from human hair and date palm fibers.
Ooh.
Interesting. So they would combine these together. Today's wigs could be human hair, which are the very expensive wigs, actually. But there's also fake hair as well used in wigs. Now, date palm is a type of palm tree, and the fibers from that tree are mixed with human hair, and that would be what they would use to produce wigs back then.
Yeah, there are different kinds of palm trees, like betel nut palms here in Taiwan. And here we've got date palms. A date is a kind of fruit, like zaozi, I think it is, in Chinese. And they use the fibers from this tree to make those wigs. Fibers are like string-like substances.
Yeah.
Fiber is an important part of your diet. I guess you can't really digest it, but it actually cleans you out and takes out some other stuff. So fiber is important in your diet. But these are fibers here, and they were kept in place with wax. Wax comes from various places, and they were worn primarily for religious ceremonies. They were also worn as a fashion item and also as protection against the hot desert sun. Primarily means mainly. They mostly use these wigs in religious ceremonies. If they were praying or something, then maybe some of their priests or religious leaders would put these wigs on as some kind of message to the deities they were praying to. A ceremony is a formal occasion in which something is being done, like a religious ceremony would be a baptism, or a wedding is a kind of ceremony, etc.
Yeah, it's more formal, and usually there are particular procedures that they go through, and certain words are said, or certain customs are followed. So it was considered a fashion item at these ceremonies, but it was also a protection against the hot desert sun. Now, I grew up in the hot desert, so I know what that would feel like.
So you wore a wig to protect your head?
No, but some people will wear hats, you know, to protect their, not just their head, but their forehead and their skin to protect against the sun. You know, if you were bald and you lived in the desert, the top of your head would become very sunburned quickly.
I've had that experience myself before, so you kind of have to wear a hat or something. And it's kind of difficult to swim when the sun is really high, because how the heck do you protect your balding head? Because I still got some hair up there, so it's hard to put the suntan lotion there, and hard to wear a hat in the water. So what do you do? I guess the solution would be to wear a wig, or maybe to just shave it all off.
Well, swim when the sun goes down is another idea.
Good idea, in the early morning or late afternoon.
Yeah, at night. Well, in these cultures, in the Greek and Roman cultures, I should say, they also believed baldness was a curse from the gods.
Oh,
so
no.
They wanted to cover that up. So they became popular in these ancient cultures for different reasons. Like I just said, baldness, if you didn't have enough hair, you were considered to be cursed.
Ooh.
The gods didn't like you, and they placed a curse on you. So you kind of wanted to hide that so people wouldn't think you were a bad person and had been cursed by the gods. That's not a good thing. A curse is sort of like a magic words that somebody expresses towards you and is supposed to bring you bad luck.
Oh, no.
You know, so it's not a good thing.
Oh, no, I'm cursed. What am I going to do? Well, we'll continue talking about wigs in just a couple of seconds. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hello, everyone. My name is Tina. 今天我们要看的是假发的历史。首先来看到第一个空格句子写着 Older men do so to blank one the sad truth that they're going bald. 为什么要戴假发呢？老一辈的人戴假发是因为想隐藏他们已经快要秃头的令人悲哀的事实。所以在这里的 to 后面可以加一个动词 H 选项的 conceal 就是隐藏。以前呢，大家戴假发就是为了要隐藏自己头秃的事实，所以第一个空格的标准答案就选择 H 选项的 conceal。Cosplay participants wear colored wigs to help them blank to their favorite anime stars. 而这些呢，角色扮演者戴假发的目的，当然是要让他们跟自己喜爱的动漫明星要能够长得更像。所以在这里的第二个空格搭配文意，我们可以选择 B 选项的 resemble， 就是有与什么相像、相似的意思。第三个空格 ,wigs can even provide blank 3 for cancer patients. 那么假发还有另外一个目的，就是为这些癌症的病患提供什么呢？因为癌症到了孤六时会掉头发，他们不想要让人家知道，所以可以为这些癌症病患提供一些隐私。所以第三题的标准答案可以选择 G 选项名词 privacy。在这里就解释成为隐私的意思。 第二段就开始介绍这个假发的来源咯，从一刚开始是古埃及人，那么我们来看到第四个空格的句子提到 They were worn primarily for religious ceremonies as a fashion item and as blank for against the hot desert sun。在这里呢，一刚开始这些埃及人戴假发最主要是为了这些宗教的仪式，当然也可以称为是一个 fashion item， 时尚的一个物品。那么除此之外还可以呢用来抵御沙漠中炙热太阳的一种保护装置咯。所以第四题我们可以选择 F 选项的 protection 来保护他们免于受到炙热太阳的侵害。接着来看到第五个空格， In these cultures, boldness was considered a and blank five from the gods。 除了在埃及之外呢，还有在希腊跟罗马这样子的文化里面呢，秃头被视为是来自于众神的什么呢？好，原来大家都不太喜欢秃头，所以他们认为这是来自于众神的一种诅咒。所以第五题我们需要一个名词搭配文意，我们就选择 D 选项的 curse，在这里解释成为诅咒的意思。
We're going to take a quick break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue with our lesson. We're talking about the ancient history of wigs. We talked about the Egyptians. They used to wear them in religious ceremonies and to protect them against the hot sun. We left off talking about Greece and Rome. They wore wigs for a different reason. And in these cultures, the Greek and Roman cultures, baldness was considered a curse from the gods. If you were bald, that meant the gods did not like you for some reason.So Romans even passed a Baldy Act, which prevented bald men from running for the Senate or to be a senator. If you talk about an act, that just means a law. Okay, so they passed this law called the Baldy Act, and that prevented or stopped bald men from running for Senate. Okay, so they could not become senators, which is like a representative in a democratic government. In the United States, we have senators, two senators from each state. They go to the Senate. And if you want to be elected as a senator, you need to run for that office. You need to campaign for that office. So if you were bald back in ancient Greece and ancient Rome, you couldn't do it. They didn't want you because they thought you were cursed. You just might as well be a farmer or something like that.
I've actually heard that even today in modern society, that if you don't have a good head of hair, you're likely not going to be elected to a public office. It's interesting because if you think about it, a lot of the men who run for different public offices like president or senator, they have lots of hair. It's very interesting.
Yeah, Su Jen Chang could never get elected here in Taiwan because he was a bald guy.
It's kind of funny. Now, only by wearing wigs could this happen. So only by doing something is the pattern. Only by doing something could, and then what follows that is what can happen if you follow the first part. So only by wearing wigs could these aspiring or hopeful Roman politicians get elected to office. If you're aspiring, it means you have a desire to become that thing that follows in the sentence. One day you have a potential desire, the desire to be a politician. Or if they say, oh, he's an aspiring writer, it's someone who writes a lot and they hope one day to be a writer as a career, to make money doing that. Well, in the late 16th century, wigs started to make waves in Europe after monarchs like Queen Elizabeth I and King Louis XIII began wearing them. If you make waves, guys, you do something that gets you a lot of attention. Maybe in the media, maybe in the, especially today's social media, we've got Facebook, where you, it's very easy to make waves if you do something that gets some attention and people pass it along. You're making waves.
Especially if you do something kind of unusual or crazy, like Lady Gaga often makes waves with her wild outfits. Wow, she's wearing a dress made out of steaks. That's really weird. So yes, these wigs started to make waves or, you know, caused a commotion, got people's attention. Back in early history in Europe there, we've got monarchs, which are, you know, leaders of a country who happen to be a king or a queen or something like that, part of a kingdom. Queen Elizabeth I and King Louis XIII, which I assume was in France there, Elizabeth I in England, and they were monarchs, and they started to wear those wigs, and people thought, hey, if the queen is wearing a wig, I want to wear one too.
Oh, yeah, people always follow leaders or people they consider to be cool. And, of course, you wanted to, you know, pay your respects to the royalty back then because they could actually have power over whether you lived or died.
True. They could cut your head off.
Yeah. So in the 1660s, periwigs, elaborate wigs that consisted of long and flowing hair, were introduced. Even the men wore these really long, flowing wigs. They loved long hair back then. Periwigs. So that's what they were called, and we're describing them as being elaborate. If something's elaborate, it has a lot of details, it's kind of complex, it's usually kind of fancy as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
So they were fancy wigs, and they were long. They had flowing. Flowing just means just going all the way down your back, flowing hair. It's pretty fun. They were introduced back then and became the newest high fashion statement in Europe. A fashion statement is a phrase we use to describe something that we can apply to someone's particular clothing. We say, oh, that's a fashion statement. It's something that really draws attention and people go, oh, that person's in style. That's fashionable. They're wearing a fashion statement. For example, Michael Jackson, his fashion statement was wearing one glove at a time.
Or white socks.
White socks. And because he did it and he was popular, people followed his fashion and it became a fashion trend.
And we all want to make a very unique and special fashion statement. And this became a very highly regarded fashion statement in Europe. The periwigs. And they were preferably made from human hair. And they were parted with starch to dye the hair white. Preferably means that's what you really want. You know, it might not be possible. Maybe you have to use horse hair or dog hair or something like that. But preferably, they should be made from human hair. So, of course, lots of people are hanging out at barbershops there to collect all the hair samples from the floor to later make them into wigs. But they had to be kind of bleach white. So they would use starch, which is a kind of chemical that's found in, like, potatoes and stuff like that. And in this case, I guess if you put the starch powder on the periwigs, they would turn white.
I didn't know that. That's very interesting.
That's interesting. I'd like to try that on my own hair to turn it white.
No, Tom. Wearers would also scent their periwigs with perfume and flowers to prevent them from smelling bad. Remember, back then there was no air conditioning. When people sweated, they pretty much smelled terrible.
No deodorant.
Yeah,
back
they
then,
didn't.
Huh?
They didn't have showers and baths like we do. They didn't bathe as frequently as we do, so they pretty much all smelled terrible back then. If you scent something, you add a fragrance to something, either to smell good or to mask or disguise a bad smell. Scent is also a noun. Here we're using it as a verb, as you see.
Okay, and later, wig wearing caught on in early America, like around 1776 or so, as the colonists sought to imitate their British rulers, probably actually before 1776, because after that, they didn't like the British, but before that, they were colonists, and they liked the British, they liked the king and stuff, and, you know, they were eating crumpets and drinking Earl Grey tea and stuff like that, and listening to Beatles records. Well, the Beatles weren't out by
then. No, Tom.
But in any case, yes, they thought the British were really cool, and they thought, hey, let's wear those wigs so we can look like the British, too, because we love them so much.
And then they didn't love them. So the American Revolution was the war that we fought with the British to gain our independence from them. If you're a colonist, you belong to the country that you came from when you go and settle a new land. So they didn't want to belong to the United Kingdom anymore, and they fought to gain their independence. At that point, colonists did away with, if you do away with something, you get rid of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
They did away with the accessory to assert their independence. An accessory is something that you add that improves something. It could be an accessory that you buy for an outfit, ladies, like earrings or a scarf or a hat, or even your shoes really are an accessory.
Mm-hmm.
But you can also buy accessories for your bike,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Have you ever bought any accessories for your bike?
Like a bicycle bell or streamers from the handlebars.
A basket.
Or putting baseball cards in the spokes.
Oh.
That might be a kind of bicycle accessory.
Yeah.
And they did this to assert their independence. To assert means to express this formally, hey, we're independent.
Uh-huh.
Independence is the state of being independent. So nowadays,
having your freedom.
Yeah, exactly, to express their freedom. And nowadays, wigs are seemingly everywhere. It seems like you can see them all over the place. And for whatever reason you want to change your appearance, wigs will enable you to let your hair down, which basically is a slang phrase which means, hey, sit down and relax. Come on in and let your hair down. Let's have a drink and celebrate.
Right now, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher, and then we'll be back to wrap up.
罗马人非常的有趣，他们呢通过了一条秃子法案。在这里的第六个空格，句子写着 ：Only by wearing wigs could aspiring Roman politicians get blank seats to office。如果你想要呢获选、被推选进入这个议会，那么你必须要穿戴假发，因为秃头的男性是不可以参加选举的。所以搭配前后的文意，第六题我们可以选择标准答案 I elected， 也就是被选举的意思。接着第七个空格 ，In the 1660s， Perry Wicks。Elaborate wigs that blank seven long and flowing hair were introduced. 到了这个呢1660年代，这时候就有比较精致的假发。这类的假发呢是由这些又长又柔顺的头发所组成的。所以在英文里面 A 是由 B组成的，我们第七格就可以选择 A 选项 consisted of， 这样子精致的假发是 consisted of long and flowing hair， 是由这些又长又柔顺的头发所制成的。第八个空格，这些戴假发的人会怎么样保护自己的假发呢？ Wearers could send periwigs with blank aid and flowers。那么这些爱护自己假发的人，他就会用什么来使得自己的假发闻起来香香的呢？当然是使用香水或者是花朵咯。所以搭配文意，第八题我们可以选择 J 选项的 perfume， 在这里就是有香水的意思。第九个空格Later, wig wearing blank nine in early America as colonists sought to imitate their British rulers. 到了后来呢，这戴假发怎么样？在早期的美国是怎么样的呢？因为这些殖民地的开拓者，他们想要模仿他们的英国统治者，所以在那个时期，其实戴假发也是一个非常流行的一件事情。那么在第九题，我们可以选择一选项的 caught on， 就是有流行开来的意思。第十个空格 ，For whatever reason you want to change your blank tan, wigs will enable you to let your hair down。不管是什么原因，你想要改变你的什么，其实假发都是可以让你呢放松自己，使自己不受拘束哦。当然，戴假发想要改变的就是自己的外形，所以搭配文意，第十题标准答案就选 C appearance 外表的意思。
That's it for today, everybody. So please check out a wig store nearest you. And hey, maybe you can wear the latest fashion statement on the top of your head and stop yourself from looking so bald all the time. From all of us here at English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.